Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening. Subscribe, follow the podcast, course, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there as we get set for Game 3 of the NLDS Phillies-Mets up in Citi Field in Queens tonight. So big baseball couple days here for the Phillies. They try to, you know, either win a series, stave off elimination, or split this thing, get it back to a Game 5 here Friday night. Of course, we also have the Eagles now back in action, practicing, getting ready, preparing for the Cleveland Browns on Sunday. This should be one of their most sure wins of the season. All things considered, the Browns are a mess. The Eagles are about an 8.5, 9-point favorite, depending on where you look. They should absolutely win this football game. If they don't, there's big trouble here. Coming off a bye, rested, healthy, all that. Let's get to my power rankings heading into week 6 of the NFL season. Power rankings heading into week 6 across the NFC. I continue to say this conference is bananas and just bizarre compared to other years. You know, I look at it and I say, you know, beyond the top, I mean, even beyond the top one, there's uncertainty, right? There's teams that you didn't expect to be there that deserve to be there now, but do you really trust them moving forward? You got to believe a little bit now. And then you get towards the middle and the bottom, and there's a lot of just change compared to a year ago, 2 years ago. Wide open conference. I see one team at the top that I've liked for the beginning. After that, it's beauties in the eye of the beholder, and we kind of just juxtapose what they've done so far compared to what they were supposed to be, what we still think they might be. Let's get it going. Number one, off the bye, the Detroit Lions. They haven't lost that top spot for me. They had one bad loss this season, and it was actually not, considering the opponent lost at home to Tampa. Tampa's a pretty good team, as you'll see as I get them in my power rankings here. They're not a bad football team. So, you know, I don't look at that loss as a horrific one. They outplayed them that day. They should have won. They're still one for me. Their last game a couple Monday nights ago, they were amazing. Goff was perfect. They ran it. They threw it. They'll get healthier as the season goes on. I think they need a pass rusher at the deadline. If they get that, they can go win a Super Bowl. Number one, the Detroit Lions at 3-1 with a plus 22-point differential. Number two, and at some point I may have to move them to one. They'll play each other in a couple weeks. That'll probably be a deciding factor for me. But number two is the Minnesota Vikings. They're 5-0 now. They are playing big-time defense with Brian Flores. They're getting edge rush out of Grenard and what they have with Van Ginkle. They're getting outstanding play from their skill players on all areas, especially the offensive side. With Justin Jefferson, they've coached up Sam Darnold to a point where he has been, you know, really effective. I think he's come back to earth a little bit the last couple weeks, but still really effective. Their defense is smothering now. Flores is fooling everyone. You saw what he did to Brock Purdy. You saw what he did to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, it's really, you saw what he did. And look, you know, we'll get to the Giants a little bit, but you know, it was Flores' defense that made Daniel Jones look so bad in week one, and since then Jones has been more confident. Flores' defense, along with the coaching of O'Connell on the offense, is really creating something outstanding. That NFC, the NFC North, I said it in the spring, it's the best division of football, and the race for that division crown is going to be incredible, incredible. They picked off Love a couple weeks ago. They destroyed Rodgers. This defense is for real. They are number two for me in the NFC. Number three, how do you deny them? At 4-1 with a plus 40-point differential, that is the Washington Commanders. Winners of four straight, no letdowns. No letdowns. You know, they lose week one in Tampa. And, you know, they got beat, you know, in terms of the scoreboard pretty bad. And it's like, well, yeah, maybe I was too high on them. Maybe they are years away, all that kind of stuff. And they go home and they beat the Giants in a game that was very close. And it's like, all right, you know, they're about what I thought. Maybe they'll get better as the season goes along. But they've got a tough stretch coming up here, right? I mean, think about the Commanders stretch they have coming up as the sirens in Philadelphia go up. The Commanders stretch after their week two win at home over the Giants, that was, you know, they had to go to Cincinnati on a Monday night in week three, almost a sure loss, right? They had then gone a short week to Arizona after the Monday night game, back-to-back road trips, probably a loss, right? And they had to come home and play Cleveland with a big-time defense, you know, toss-up game, right? Well, they went to Cincinnati and they beat them, and Jaden Daniels got on the map. Then they went to Arizona on a short week on the road again and blew the doors off the Cardinals. Then they come home and totally take care of business against a listless Browns team and score all they need to score against a good Browns defense. And now they sit at 4-1, plus 40-point differential. We have to start taking the Commanders seriously, not just to win the division, but get a top two seed in the NFC. That's how good they've been. They go to Baltimore this weekend. I can't wait to watch Lamar and Jaden Daniels on the same field together playing against each other. It'd be like a mirror image of each other. This is going to be fun. They're number three for me in the NFC. Number four, the Green Bay Packers. Character win on the road against the Rams. Plus 20-point differential. First win of the year for Jordan Love. He'll get his sea legs under him. The fight for the NFC North is good. Like I said a minute ago, is going to be outstanding. You have the Lions who are going to be there all year. You have the Vikings who have certainly put themselves now totally in the conversation at 5-0. I mean, all they have to do is go play 500 ball for their, you know, their next 12 games. You know, about, you know, that's 11-6. They win 11 games, and that's going to be right there, considering these teams are going to beat each other up for a chance to win this division. 11-6, I think, will probably get a, you know, probably miss the division. I think 12, you need to be 12 to win the division, or 13. But all the Vikings have to do is play 500 to be right there at the end and be in the playoffs. The Packers have a little more of an uphill climb. They lose week one to the Eagles in Brazil. They lost a home game a couple weeks ago to the Vikings, which puts them behind the eight ball. But they've done enough to stabilize. I like where their defense at. McKinney has been unbelievable, a defensive player of the year candidate, a pick in all five games. The offense is still not exactly where they need to be. Some injuries at the quarterback position, obviously, to start the season. Now, uncertainty of wide receiver, but Kraft is coming on a tight end. They've had a good running game. LaFleur is a good coach. Here come the Packers. They will be fine. They're number four for me in the NFC. Number five is the 49ers. Disappointing start. There's no other way to say it. That's a bad loss they had. They have two bad losses within the division already. They lost the Rams on the road. They lost the Cardinals at home. And now they have to play on a short week, Thursday Night Football, in Seattle. This is, you know, we're teetering on a disaster of a start for the 49ers. They lose this game Thursday. They're 2-4, 0-3 in the division, and they're going to have a really challenging time winning the division. The best they go in the division if they lose Thursday is 3-3. They need to win this football game. I think they will, but they need to. They just look off. This is a Super Bowl loss hangover. Teams go through it. I thought Purdy was two up and down on Sunday. He had played well before that. The defense is not what it used to be, and they've deteriorated. They miss Javon Hargrave in a big way. They don't look great to me right now. They look like they just can't find themselves, and it's a couple really bad fourth quarter losses so far this season. The 49ers will be number five in the NFC at 2-3 with a plus 20-point differential. Number six in the NFC. I'm going to go with the Atlanta Falcons. 3-2 now with a minus 4-point differential coming off a wild Thursday Night Football victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They narrowly lost to the Steelers in week one. They narrowly lost to the Chiefs in week number three. That's how close they are to a very nice record to start the season. Now, they barely beat the Eagles. They barely beat the Saints. They barely beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They're a roller coaster. Every game is up and down, and you don't know what you're getting. This week, they're a pretty big favorite on the road in Carolina. A preview of my picks for this coming weekend. I might take Carolina with the points because right now, the Falcons haven't shown me any ability to rush the quarterback, and they haven't shown me any ability to pull away. When they win close. When they lose close. That's who they are. But you see the bones of it for me. That passing game where Kirk Cousins is coming along. Kirk is coming along. 500 yards passing Thursday Night Football last week. They'll figure out the Bijan thing, and he'll get in the end zone more. But they've created a nice passing game around Drake London, who's having his best season. And Darnell Mooney, who they've gotten a lot out of. And Ray-Ray McCloud. They have some weapons here that they are finding it with Kirk Cousins. I like the trajectory of the Falcons right now at 3-2. Number six for me in the NFC. Number seven, the Dallas Cowboys. I thought that was a good win for them. Now, this next few weeks is really challenging with their schedule, including a date at home this week. They're already 0-2 at home, but they're at home against a rested Lions team before Dallas has their bye. But the Cowboys have at least put themselves in position where they're going to be in this thing. They got the three wins. Even if they lose to the Lions this week and they're underdogs at home, they'll be 3-3, excuse me, heading into their bye week. So they'll have a pulse coming out of the bye when they play the San Francisco 49ers. The Dallas defense played really well on Sunday Night Football, even without Micah Parsons and Marcus Lawrence and their rookie pass rusher got hurt in the game. It was a schemed defense. It was a coached-up defense. They played well. They're still choppy on offense with whatever's going on with Dak and CD. The other guys have emerged a little bit, though. They're moving away from the Zeke thing, which they had to. There's no way you keep running the football with a guy that old. They still look to me like an 8-9, 9-8 football team, but they have a pulse, and the defense hasn't cratered here without some of their guys. They're number six for me in the NFC. Number seven, excuse me. Number eight in the NFC, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Weird start to their season. Really odd. You know, they beat the Commanders well in week one. That looks better now. They beat the Lions in week two. That looks like a great win, even though they were outplayed. Then they come home and they get beat by the Broncos in what looked like a terrible loss, but the Broncos defense, as we are finding out, is pretty darn good. They beat the Eagles doors off, and they go on a Thursday night and go to overtime with the Atlanta Falcons. It's been a weird start to the season. Tampa Bay is a plus 16 point differential. If you want to put them as high as number five or six in the NFC, I won't argue with you because I think they've shown that upside. Baker's played, I'd say, really well in four out of five games, and he continues to, you know, have this career resurgence, rebirth, second act, third act, whatever you call it. That's really good. It's his fourth act if you kind of count the teams. But I like where he's at right now. Tampa Bay is going to be a tough out this entire season. Eight in the NFC for me. Number nine, the Seahawks. I didn't buy it. I bet against the Seahawks every week of the season. And other than the Miami week where I just made a mistake betting on Skylar Thompson, it's hit for me every week. They don't cover the number. I think they've gotten overinflated in terms of how good people think they are. It's not a good offensive line. They're not good tackles. I think the defense is good, but they also face some tomato cans early in the season and rookies. And it's like, all right, you know, how much am I going to take away from a team that beat up Bo Nix in their building, loud crowd his first start? That was a tough spot for him, right? Then they beat up Jacoby Brissett. All right. Then they beat up Skylar Thompson. All right. They get torched a couple weeks ago by Jared Goff and the Lions. I mean, that was a test, and they didn't pass it. Then they come home on a short week, and they let Daniel Jones without Malik Nabers and without Devin Singletary go up and down the field. The only reason that game was close in the fourth quarter was because Seattle's defense took a 100-yard return back the other way, and which should have been probably a touchdown for the Giants. The Giants could have blown the doors off of the Seahawks in their building. Seattle's got some trouble, and they've got an angry Niners team coming in this week. We'll see how they respond. But for me right now, Seattle's number nine in the NFC. Number 10 is the Bears. They seem to win the games they should. They lose the games they probably should. We'll see how that manifests with their schedule as the season goes along. But they, you know, they beat the Titans at home, even though they got outplayed that day. They beat the Rams at home. They beat the Panthers at home. You know, they lost a road game to the Texans. Lost a road game to the Colts. It feels to me pretty like that. You know, they are with what the spread and what the number and what the week says there. Now, this week they're 1.5 point favorites as of right now against the Jaguars in London. This feels like a toss-up game to me. We'll see how Caleb Williams handles it, but he's played much better of late. They're 10 for me in the NFC. Their challenge is can we have a division with four teams in the playoffs? Because I think the Bears are a fringe playoff team, much like, you know, the Buccaneers and the Falcons, you know, that whoever doesn't win that division, or the Saints or the Eagles or, you know, a lot of these teams. The issue for the Bears is they're the fourth team in their own division. So will they have enough wins at the end of the year after playing six games against their own division? We shall see. They're 10 for me in the NFC, 11 the Eagles. You know, they're healthier now. We should expect more things and better things in the next 3 or 4 weeks. They play the Browns at home. They have to win that football game. They go to the Giants. Actually, that's going to be a challenge for the Eagles. They go to Cincinnati. That'll be a challenge for the Eagles. They play Jacksonville at home. We'll see. A lot of people are going to expect 3-1. I think it looks more like 2-2 because that's what I think the Eagles are, but they better play well on Sunday against the Browns at home. Number 12, the NFC is the Saints, going backwards here after the 2-0 start. Still a plus 44-point differential, obviously boosted by the first 2 weeks. They lose to the Eagles. They lose to the Falcons. They lose to the Chiefs. Derek Carr's got an oblique issue now. Their center, missing him, has been a major, major issue for them. New Orleans has some trouble now, and now they have to play on a short week against the Bucs coming off a long week with their Thursday game. I think the Bucs take that football game against New Orleans. Number 13, the Cardinals. I you don't know what to expect. I keep saying they remind me of the Lions 2 years ago in that they're going to get to 8 or 9 wins. They're going to push for a playoff spot. I don't know which weeks they're going to win. I know they're going to play hard as heck. They did get blown out by the Commanders in a weird game. They didn't expect that to happen that way. But other than that, I do like what I've seen out of the Cardinals in a lot of these games. I like what I saw in the Buffalo game. I like what I saw of the Cardinals in the win over the Rams, the win over the Niners. Now, they're 2-3. They're kind of the inverse of the Niners because they're 2-3 with two wins within the division. So we'll see where they go next. But that'll be a fun game this week in Green Bay. The Cardinals are game, and I think they're going to pick some teams off this year. They're 2-3 with a minus 9 point differential. number 14. And I think it shows that the NFC, once you get past like five, between 6 and 14, they all could beat each other. They're all pretty similar. Giants at 14, but they've got reasons to believe in themselves now. 2-3, minus 15-point differential. That Commanders game was close. The only game they really got embarrassed this year so far was the Vikings week one, and maybe the Vikings are just that darn good. The Giants will be a challenge for teams this year. They still strike me as a 6 or 7-win team, but they're more competent. Number 15, the Rams, they play hard. They're just so undermanned right now. I think second half of the year when they get the Nacua back and they get some offensive linemen back and they get Kupp back, they could be dangerous if the NFC, you know, has an 8 or 9-win team that makes the playoffs. We saw the Rams pull this act last year. Right now they're struggling, though. It's just they don't have the personnel to compete over four quarters. They've got some good players and young players on defense, you know, getting better by the week. But it's a hard ask right now for McVay to win football games with this crew. Even when they get a break or two, it's hard. They're at 15 in the NFC with a minus 45-point differential. Number 16, they're still the worst, although it looks probably a little better from time to time. That's the Panthers, 1-4, minus 82-point differential. Dalton came back down to earth. Good Bears defense, have to beat them in Chicago. Eberflus's defense plays well there. But, you know, it's still a poor operation. It's going to take years to dig out of this. They're the bottom of the NFC. I don't expect that to change much anytime soon. Lions 1, Vikings 2, Commanders 3, Packers 4, 49ers 5, Falcons 6, Cowboys 7, Bucks 8, Seahawks 9, Bears 10, Eagles 11, Saints 12, Cardinals 13, Giants 14, Rams 15, the Panthers 16. My power rankings heading into week 6 in the NFC. Appreciate it. Listen, subscribing, following the podcast, of course, the YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. We'll talk soon. Go, Phils.